Welcome to Moms in the Wild with Kate
and Kara,
where we laugh at our wild moments to make you feel better about yours.
Welcome back to another episode of Moms in the Wild.
Nailing it.
Woohoo! I'm going to go ahead and start with Wild Mom Moments of the Week. I think I had my worst moment as a mom.
You had your wildest mom moment?
Yes. So we went to Universal for the first time, and we were very graciously gifted tickets, and it was everyone. It was me, my husband, Bubba, and then my parent. And so we were going for like this whole big day. I watched 7 YouTube videos to prepare, like best things to do at Universal with a toddler. And the day is going great until it gets to about nap time, which he can skip naps. Like today he skipped a nap and everything was fine. However, at Universal, it was not okay.
I'm sure you're in so much stimulation. Like so much. I mean, just so much stimulation.
Yes.
I feel like you don't understand until you go as when you go as an adult without a child, you're like, I'm just doing my thing. And then when you go with a kid,
yes,
you're like, holy shit, how does anyone tolerate this? Because then you're paying more attention to like how much they're being overly stimulated.
That's yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was doing great. He was having the best time. Yeah. He loved like the Seuss Land. So we were in Jurassic Park, which I was like, oh, he's really gonna love. And we were in the Dinosaur Discovery Center, and he just lost his shit. My kid is, we heard from my husband by this point, he took after David. He's very neutral for the most part. Mm-hmm. He has tantrums. We have like moments of like big feelings. Of course, he's 2.
Yeah.
But for, like, I don't have a super tantrumy kid. I'm very lucky. This was the worst tantrum I have ever seen. In to include like tantrums I've seen in public.
Really?
Yes.
So like tantrums of other people, you're like, no, this one took the cake of all tantrums that have ever happened.
In yes.
Oh,
he did the full, it was all about that. He wanted to go to an area and he had pooped, so he needed his diaper changed. And so I needed to take him because we were in a very public place. And I was like, you're not going to just walk around with poop and like make everybody disgusted. And so he was not okay with that and just did the full on like rigor mortis, fell on the ground, started screaming at the top of his lungs. We were in a 2-story building. It was echoing. I had no other option but to just like pick him up and carry him up the stairs. And it was, I had to bring him to the bathroom. I did not handle it well. I was like full on like having a panic attack. I was just like,
I
was so embarrassed. Everyone was looking at us. Everyone. And I was like whispering in his ear, like really mean stuff. I was not proud of myself, like of how I acted.
Yeah.
But guess what? None of it was working. And like, I wasn't going to pull out a bribe because you're not going to get like rewarded for this. But I'm going to say he screamed at the top of his lungs in this public space for a full 5 minutes.
And you were like, good, good. This is excellent.
Yeah.
Also, like an indoor, it's not like you were out in the park, which not necessarily makes it better, but there are other distractions. Or I feel like people are like, because I've seen those screamers, but if you're outside, you're just like, oh, screamer. And then you carry on your way and you get on the Jurassic Park ride and fall down a waterfall. If you're inside, you're like, this is inescapable.
Yes. No, it was horrible. And my husband was going to ride Velocicoaster. And so he came back and met us and he's on like the super high. He's like, that was the greatest thing ever. And I am just like, drenched in stress sweat. I'm like not making eye contact with either of my parents because I'm so embarrassed with like how I talked to my kid in front of them. When like they're like, my mom was like, it's okay, like you did nothing wrong. That was just, I could totally now empathize with like every mom even more who has just had their kid lose it. There was no talking to him.
No,
none.
He had like a whole physical body reaction to not sleeping, having a really great time and being told no, I guess just one too many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just one too many times. It was the last straw that you hit.
Ooh, it was rough. I'm glad it's over. Do you have a wild mom moment?
My wild mom moment probably just happened 5 minutes ago when I was trying to figure out what the fuck I am doing when we do this on Zoom.
Yeah. So spoiler alert, we are doing
this on Zoom again. We're trying to figure it out. Guys, whoever's still listening to us, we will get better at this. But yeah, because I just also had, I had a full temper tantrum because I was like, I cannot figure this out. I hate this. Chris was like calmly trying to help me. And I was like, get out. I hate you. Also, the baby's here. It's not like the baby's being babysat. She's just like playing with headphones, chewing on mic cords. And I'm like, oh, good. I'm so happy you're witnessing this side of me. So yeah, my wild moment was probably 2 seconds ago when I had a full, I was Bubba, except yeah. I'm inside, like trying to record. That's the only difference. But
the things we do to bring this podcast to you.
I did have a full human, fully formed adult temper tantrum about 5 seconds before
coming here. You know what? It has to happen.
So that was my wild moment. But again, it's one of those times too, where I know I've talked about this before. It's when I look at my daughter in the face and I'm like, I don't want you to mirror this behavior. You probably got the shit.
Look, it's been
Mommy
a long
loves
week.
You.
We're making it happen. You're doing great.
You know what? Everyone should be allowed a temper tantrum. I don't care what age you are. As long as you keep it safe, don't hurt anyone. Sometimes you just need to, you know, really manage your goddamn mind.
And right? Ideally not in Jurassic Park.
Not in Jurassic Park. Really. Not in front of your 12-month-old either. No, try not to do it. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, tantrums for the big ones, tantrums for the small ones. I mean, all of the tantrums were big. Mine wasn't great either. I can't fully talk about it yet because it hasn't fully sunk in because it just happened. But that was definitely my wildest moment this week. Just having a full temper tantrum 2 days after Bubba did.
What a fun conversation you're going to have with your spouse when we're done recording.
Oh, he's going to punch me right in the face. The conversation? No, he's probably moved out with the child. Mom's not safe. We have to leave. Run.
Just back away slowly. Don't make eye contact.
Close all the doors. We'll lock her in there where she is now. He leaves a note. Had to stay elsewhere. Bye.
Call us when you're safe.
Call us when you feel better. You know, wild mom moments, tantrums all around. I think that's a great wild mom week that we've had.
Same. Let's get out of the way now.
Let's get those tantrums out of the way and let's jump into the episode.
I love it.
Let's move on. So we have a very exciting episode. Ooh. We have another guest.
I mean, I'd argue a guest and a half.
We do. A guest and a half.
Yeah.
Because... Ladies and gents, we have a real life pregnant person. Woo! We could not be more excited. So today we have Marissa with us. Marissa is first time mom to be, current dog mom, beloved, proud auntie, plant lover, wine lover, just a real fine gal. You know, we love her. So
the
Marissa,
very best of the best.
Best of the best. Marissa, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're super excited. So to get us started, before we just really rapid fire interview Marissa and put her on the spot, we did want to share some of our listeners' experiences of pregnancy. So I know we already did our pregnancy stories. Kate and I got to share, but who doesn't love a prego story? So,
you know, especially like the ones we have. Oh, get ready, folks. Don't listen to this like when your tummy's upset.
Kate and I described a little bit of what our expectations of pregnancy were and then what reality was. And so really that's what we want to talk about, which is why we invited this real life pregnant human to be on the show, is what are our expectations of pregnancy vs. reality pregnancy. Yeah. So I would love to, I'll share first. One of our beautiful, beautiful listeners shared the expectation of pregnancy is that it's going to be that glowing goddess, high sex drive, all these things that we hear. And she was struck down with chronic yeast infections, which is a huge bummer. So the wonderful way that this person has coped with that is by not wearing underwear, which is a choice. And I love it. I support it. What gets hard about that is when you enter the third trimester and you're pee-peeing yourself. But like, what's worse? Chronic yeast infections or peeing? I would take peeing my pants. A yeast infection is uncomfortable.
Yeah, no. Yeast infections are the worst.
Yeast infections also are super common in pregnancy. I know in like the first trimester and sometimes throughout pregnancy. I struggled with them in my first trimester. Again, I didn't know I was pregnant till 8 weeks. So I was just like, something is wrong. But yeah, it wasn't sexy at all. So great.
Yeah. And you can't take a lot of medications when you're pregnant. So like, you're really just up to, I saw some weird, like homeopathic yeast infection. I got like on a weird Instagram trail.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody was like, take some white vinegar and like put it on a cloth and like shove it up there. I'm like, what? No. Yeah.
Or people are like, unsweetened yogurt. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, that's one way to have yogurt, but not the way I want. That's not what I want for my yogurt. Kate, do you have any listener stories you'd like to share?
I do. I have a doozy for you.
I'm excited.
I have one that is like way more uncomfortable than the other, depending on who you are. So let's go with like maybe the one I find the most uncomfortable. Let's do that.
I'm excited.
So I had an experience described to me where the pregnant mom could feel the baby scratching inside of her.
I know this is going to play way later, but we just got through. Yeah, let me out. We just got past Halloween. So like, this is still kind of on theme.
This horrifies me. This is like Get Out pregnancy edition. If that were me and I was just sitting there and all of a sudden I felt like five tiny fingernails scratching the inside of my body. I'm done. I'm done being pregnant. It's game over. Get it out of me. It's too much. It's too much.
And how pregnant you are that you can feel it, which means you could probably see a little hand. I would absolutely have driven myself to the hospital. I'd have been like, I want you to watch what's happening. The baby's trying to get out and I would like you to deliver them because there's a monster in there.
These two stories, we just lost any male listeners that we had.
That's great. Yeah. We know who needs them.
Yeah. Most listeners in general, I think. Anyone that has had dreams or aspirations of becoming pregnant was like, and off.
I'm out.
Don't want to hear about that.
If they were ever terrified by the idea of a thing moving inside of them, this is not the activity for you to take part in.
I am actively trying to get pregnant with my second child, and I'm now terrified.
Yeah, as you should be. It's trying to tail in its way out of you.
Can you imagine? No. I've never heard anything like that in my life.
No, I don't. I imagine that wasn't an expectation of pregnancy. Maybe we'll try and claw their way out from within.
Really?
No, that's what I hope for. I wanted to rattle off just a couple other ones that we got that are not like huge before you share your other scary one.
Oh, yeah.
But like heartburn, super intense, really bad heartburn was one that came up again and again and again. The peeing yourself relatively constantly and frequently was one that kept coming up. I don't remember peeing myself a lot during pregnancy, but postpartum, if your girl sneezes.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah, because you just shoved a baby right out. And yeah. Or two, like I did have a tear when I don't know, Marissa, block your ears.
I'm fine. It doesn't bother me.
I did tear a little bit. And sometimes still that past gas does not exit the correct hole. And I am 12 months after. And I ride with it. I have been to the guy who said everything's fine down there, but I don't know if that's normal.
This one is excruciating. In a very different way.
What could be worse?
It depends, right? So like, I will just say when I was a pregnant person, I was not a fan of anyone. Like I liked when people would like rub my belly or like touch it. If I like knew them and like we were cool like that. But like, even that was a little bit awkward sometimes. Like if you were just standing there like making a quesadilla and like someone comes up and is like, whoa, let me feel your belly. You're like, all right, back off, you know? This is a listener story I heard where one of the in-laws, they are very close and see each other all the time. And this family member makes the active choice to kiss the pregnant person's belly every time they see each other.
No! And
I will take fingernails over that any day.
But are they like lifting up their shirt to kiss the naked belly or kissing through the clothes?
These are details that I now need too.
Oh, same. We have to inquire further.
We're going to have to follow up.
I'm going to argue.
Question of the day.
I'm going to argue that anybody just in general, leaning down in front of you to the point where they have to get that low to your belly is so awkward. Like just the motion of like bending down in front of me, you know, like no. And then to put lips, your lips on my body. No. No.
Also, mind you, there's no fucking baby anywhere. Like they're under fluid and flesh and your own skin. So like what? You're at that point kissing a Winnie the Pooh belly like a fucking creep show. That is sickening. That is not okay.
I would be like, if you're going to kiss my belly every time you see me, like you got to do his too. Like let's make it equal.
Absolutely. Or I'm going to do it back to you. Every time, or I'm going to kiss you romantically on the neck. Like, something just equally as I get to nibble your ear every time you kiss my belly. Creep show.
There's no like easy way to have that conversation though. I feel like it happens once and you're like, whoa, okay. Yeah. But then like, how do you walk that back in a way that like doesn't hurt the relationship?
You can't.
There's I'd be no like, if I can't do this to my own belly, you cannot do it.
I love that.
And I cannot kiss my own belly. I can rub my belly. I can
high five that, it.
I cannot kiss it. Therefore, you should not be kissing it.
What a wonder. That actually is a great technique, Dana. That I love that. Like, you can't great do boundary. My belly things I can't do to my belly.
Yeah. So sorry. My baby's not getting its first kiss from you. Okay.
Yeah.
So
weird. That's
weird. Oh, that's such a good point. I can't even kiss my baby. So you're not. I love it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't love that. Two other ones that, again, were just general, was someone getting belly bumped.
I need you to explain this. Right now I'm picturing like
instead of a chest bump?
Yes. So instead of getting chest bump, someone, hold on, someone that's a friend, so it's not a family member, someone that's a friend just repeatedly asked to belly bump with them instead of like a high five, a hug or something. Yeah.
Did they have like a beer belly in which that this works? No,
again.
Like, how does that even work?
I don't know. So they want a belly
button. Were they pregnant too?
Let's just say that's the best case scenario that both parties are pregnant.
Yeah.
Here's the question that just begs to be asked. Why? What is the point? It's not like the babies are like, yeah, you know, like they're like, what the fuck just happened? I just got launched out of my position.
That person thinks it's hysterical. That's the only reason that they're doing it. They're like, this will be funny if I belly bump
them. God.
It is just to bring that person joy. But thanks everyone who contributed to that. You guys are the best. So let's jump into our pregnancy reality versus expectation. So I know Kate and I just did like a whole pregnancy, not just, but we did do a whole pregnancy episode. So I guess the biggest expectation for me was, I hate to say this, I thought I was going to be much more sick and stuff. My expectations versus reality is like, oh, thought it was going to be worse. It was actually fucking great.
All right. Really quick. This is for everyone listening. Carol, go fuck yourself.
I wanted to do this episode so I could remind everyone that I had a pleasant time.
Wait, but me too. That was my biggest fear. I thought I was going to be so sick. Every pregnant person I knew around me who had been pregnant recently was like deathly sick for like well through the first trimester. And I was like, great, this is going to be terrible. And I was not sick either. So
yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry that we have great genes, everyone. All right. Or whatever
makes you super, super happy for both of you.
You know, something that I didn't, so my expectation, which I did feel really great, and I did feel like a beautiful glowing goddess for most of it, but a lot of that glow was fucking sweat. So I did not expect, my expectation was just a normal human amount of sweat, and my reality was drenched. I was drenched in sweat from start to finish of pregnancy with minimal
sweats.
Like, oh, night sweats, soaking the bed, soaking that pregnancy pillow just every day.
Yes. One story that I regret sharing, which I'm glad we're doing this episode, from my pregnancy, which my husband so graciously reminded me that I did not share because he was the victim in this. I had the expectation when people talk about like pregnancy emotions, I was thinking like, I'm going to hysterically cry one second and then be like laughing my ass off the next. I experienced pregnancy rage. There is a specific moment where I think I was very early pregnant. So I was also sick, but this was purely just an emotional thing. And this is back when like, you know, you don't have a kid. So you're just sitting on the couch watching like shows for hours and hours. And David had been sitting next to me for like 2 hours watching this show. And I looked at him and inside, like he was doing nothing. He wasn't eating. He wasn't drinking. He was just sitting there minding his own business the way every partner should with a pregnant partner. And I felt this like fire in my soul just come up. There was nothing. I don't know what happened. And I looked at him, and before I could even stop it from happening, I looked at him in his eyes and I said, I know you're not doing anything. And my head knows that I love you and I want you to be here, but my heart wishes you were dead.
He was like, he was like, what?
David, sleep in the guest room.
I didn't even come back from that. Also, shouldn't it be reversed? Like, your heart knows that you love him, but your head wants him to.
No, no, Marissa. My heart was like, get him out.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that is too funny.
It was bad though. I had very bad pregnancy rage. I had a couple times, I shit you not, where I had to make him like hold a pillow and I would just like punch it for like 5 minutes. It was bad. I don't know what was going on with me. I was so angry. Driving, forget about it. I was like, you know.
Which is nothing they show in any of those like movies where like there's this pregnant person, or if you're like scrolling Instagram, you don't see someone's significant other holding a pillow as they punch it while they're pregnant. It's just like these maternity photos of someone nude on a beach, like looking at
oh yeah.
And you're like, okay, great. I'm just kidding, because I was that person naked on the beach, like, yeah. I was meant for pregnancy.
I'm surprised he didn't just like sneak off in the middle of the night one night. Like, I was scary.
Maybe for his safety, he should have. But you know what? He made it through, and so did you. You didn't actually do a murder. Good job.
Yeah. And then another on the like same emotional scale. I thought I would like, if I was sad, I would cry over like sad things, you know? And so I worked at a university during my pregnancy, and I was at a stoplight in front of the gym. And so there were a lot of like students just like walking by, like not paying attention to the crosswalk, like when you're supposed to go, like skateboarding in front of cars that were going. And I literally like broke down in like full sobs. And I was like, I said this out loud to myself. I said, all of these people are people that people had to raise. How do I make sure so the baby I'm having doesn't like neglect pedestrian stop walk signs? I came to my office and still sobbing. I didn't even like have the decency to like pull myself together. I was walking up the stairs sobbing, ran into the president of the university's wife and told her my whole sob story. And the poor thing, she was such a like goddess. She just held it together. But I've seen her since then. She's like, oh no, you were nuts.
She was like, you had lost it. You fully lost it.
She's like, I felt very bad for you and I empathize, but like, yeah, you were really sad about that.
That's fine. You just have to, go where the day takes you when you're pregnant. And that day took you down a deep, deep hole, just dark.
It's the day you realize that it's so much responsibility. Ooh, I was just like, all of these people were babies and someone tried their best.
And here they are.
And look, they failed.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, Marissa, that was fine.
What were your expectations, and then what has been your reality of pregnancy? Do you mind sharing with us, how pregnant are you? Where are you at, girl?
Yes, I'm currently 22 weeks. Ooh. So we're a little over halfway.
How exciting.
It is exciting. It's definitely becoming very real now.
Yes.
That moment when you're like, okay, this, yep, mm-hmm, yep, mm-hmm. Okay. Especially with the holiday season, it's like, it feels like it's going to be tomorrow, because the holidays normally go by quick anyways. And then this on top of it, I'm like, okay, I'm having the baby tomorrow. That's what I keep telling myself. But I knew I would be emotional, right? They talk about like crazy hormones, and I'm already a fairly emotional person. My husband will tell you I cry over stupid stuff, but I didn't think that I would cry at 7:30 in the morning. One morning, this was a couple of weeks ago now, I woke up, I was getting ready for work, and we had just gone to Costco a couple days ago and bought my favorite salad. The like mixed bag Mediterranean with the balsamic, and I was so excited to make it and bring it to work. And I opened it, and the date of expiration was the day that it was, and it was completely rotten already. Oh. And I just stood at the kitchen and cried at 7:30 in the morning while I was getting ready to work, because I couldn't take salad to work now. And my husband, God bless him, he was like, you're fine. This isn't a big deal. I said, I know it's going to be fine, but I really wanted the salad. Like, I just bought this salad 2 days ago. Why is it bad already? It's not set to expire yet. This is bullshit. Okay. So that was probably my silliest emotional thing that has happened so far, crying over wilted salad.
I'm going to go ahead and validate you right now. I would cry not as a pregnant person. That is when you have something in your head like that and then it doesn't happen. No, no. Fuck you, universe. This is cruel.
My other thing is probably just my hormones. I feel like they're not that crazy, but my acne has decided to make a major comeback during this phase. Supposedly with girls, I am having a girl. It's normally worse, like in the T-zone and chin area. And I just feel like every day it never goes away. And that's really annoying. And everyone's like, oh, you're glowing. And I'm like, I don't feel glowing on the face. All I see is this happening, but that's okay. If that's the worst thing, it's okay.
I felt that way about the sweat, where people would be like, you look so good, but I would like have full pit stains up to like my shoulder blades. Or, like the sweat had just traveled all over me. I'd be like, Emma, do I look great? Thank you. But then if they said anything different, I also would have flipped the fuck out. So there's really no winning.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're like, I just look insane. And someone's like, oh my God, you're beautiful. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Isn't that an old wives tale that they say girls steal your beauty when you're pregnant with a girl? I've heard that before. Are they trying
to claw themselves out?
I just feel like it's like triple the amount of estrogen. And like,
yeah,
it probably doesn't help that I was on birth control for a long time prior to family planning. And so I haven't really known that like non-pill life that much. So it could also have been helping because I was on the pill and that's why it wasn't as bad. But now it's like three times and I'm not excited about that. So I'll be happy when that goes away.
Also something that people don't talk about a lot. You know what I mean?
No.
Like people aren't like, oh, you might have like acne or bacne or, you know, like places you're not used to getting acne. It's more than just your face. So yeah, definitely expectation of pregnancy.
It's like you're already going through so much. Can we not? Like, can we just
right?
Yeah.
That's not.
I'm doing a lot of work here. Okay.
Yeah. All pregnant people should wake up with a full face of makeup.
Yes.
That's how they should be able to wake up and be like, oh my God, I'm ready to start my day.
I'm glowing.
I'm ready to go out into the world as I float across every surface that I touch. People don't lift my shirt up to kiss my belly.
Gah. I hate it. I hate it.
Okay, so Marissa, are you prepared? Are you ready to move into the portion of this where we just rapid fire interview you?
Here we go.
Crack your knuckles, crack your neck, whatever you need to do. Get ready. Okay, I want to know, we're going to do the thing, if you have listened to the previous episode, we're going to do the thing to you that Kate and I swore up and down we hated the most that people did to us.
Great.
Hypocrisy. Toxic traits.
This is something I cut out of one of our episodes, but we did in one of our very early episodes say, first thing you should know about us, we're hypocrites.
100%.
Isn't it? It's also hypocritical of me to cut that out.
Yeah, it is. We wanted people to like, you know, choose their own ending type thing where they experience their own journey, make their own choices about us.
I'm like, and give us a shot.
Flip to page 55.
Yeah, exactly. Turn to page 55 if you want to hear a hypocrite. If you don't, skip past this episode because it's about to get fucking weird. All right. I do want to know, do you have any funny stories of how you found out you were pregnant or of how you revealed to other people that you were pregnant?
I wouldn't say funny. I feel like we kept it pretty traditional.
Okay.
We pretty much knew we had been trying actively. And so at that 2-week mark, I woke up. I think I had to go to work really early that day. So I think I was up at like 5, but I needed to test before I went to work because there's no way I was making it through the whole day not knowing.
Nope.
So I did the test immediate, blue line, like did not even wait the 2 minutes, like immediate.
Yay.
I just curtains sleeping. And I walk in and I'm like, hi, I think you need to wake up now. And he's like, what's going on? I said, I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant. And he was like, what? He's like, next time, can you like wake me up first? Like, can I be awake before you tell me? And I was like, no, I had to tell you right now.
I also like your wording of like, pretty sure I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, well, does it say pregnant or not? I said, I mean, come look at it. So then was prompted to go to the store after work and get at least 2 more.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was like, you better be sure. And so of course I take the 2 more after work and they are very clear. So that was good. But then we kept it just the 2 of us for like 2 to 3 days. Cause I was like, this is a lot to take in. And like, what if all these tests are wrong or whatever? And nobody knew that we were trying. I threw my whole family off the scent because that's too much pressure. We didn't want that.
100%.
So
very quickly, I'm going to commend you for waiting the full 2 weeks to take your test. Like you just deserve an award.
You do.
I tell myself every month, I'm like not testing until 14 DPO. And I'm at like 8 DPO. Like, maybe I'll get a slight positive.
That's how I didn't know for 8 weeks. Cause I was like, did it, done.
Carolyn like has sex, takes a pregnancy test. She's like, well, not pregnant.
Basically, that is what I did.
Yeah. And then when we told our families, I had found this little sprout onesie. So that was our little announcement thing that we used. Aww. And so I just went to my sister and parents were having dinner together. And we were actually going to a neighbor's house to have dinner. And I was like, okay, we got to tell them. So I like folded up the onesie and put it in my husband's pocket. And we walked down to my sister's house and everyone's like just chatting. And I'm like, okay, well, we have to go. But first, and then we just like pull out the onesie and everybody was like, what? We were like, yeah, we're pregnant.
Wait, did you actually wait until you had to leave?
Well, we were just seeing them for like 5 minutes. There was only like a 5 minute that we had time. But I didn't want to like go a whole nother day because they were all in one spot together. Like they were all eating dinner. And I was like, okay, can we come drop something off real quick? And so, yeah.
Just an emotional bomb. She's like, I'm pregnant. Bye.
This is absolutely my favorite announcement story where you're like, I'm pregnant, but I'm busy. All right.
Can't talk about it.
I have to do.
Don't ask me any questions. I have things to do.
All right, guys.
I'm still a person.
And then we had to like pretend like nothing had happened because then we went to my neighbor's house and we weren't telling my neighbors. So let's put the onesie back in the house. Let's go.
I like how you started the sharing, like nothing out of the ordinary. Is you're pretty basic traditional. You basically chewed and screwed and made a pregnancy announcement and then hung out with other people not telling them you were pregnant. Did anyone have a strange, and this is for both of you, because I don't think we really shared this during our pregnancy episode. Did anyone have a response that you weren't like anticipating or a strange response? Marissa, I'm sure your whole family did since you told them and then left immediately. But
not that I wasn't necessarily expecting. My sister was very overly emotional because my sister's pregnant now as well.
Oh,
that's and fun. It was something that we always kind of secretly, not secretly, but hoped that our timing would work out, that we would be pregnant at the same time because my mom and my aunt were pregnant at the same time with me and my cousin. So we just thought like, how cool would that be to be sisters pregnant at the same time? And she's on her second. She's going to be done after this one. So like, this was the last chance. So, and she's the one who I had to throw off the scent the most about when we were going to start trying because she wanted to know and yeah. I couldn't lie to her. So I told her a white lie instead. So she wasn't expecting me to announce then. She was expecting me to tell her in a couple of months. And instead I said, surprise. And she like immediately started bawling and she's like, it's the hormones because she was already 10 weeks along. So she blamed it on that, but really I know she was just overly excited.
That's so cute, though.
That is adorable.
That is a very cute reaction. We told our parents in just like cute ways, but one of the ways we told my parents was we sent like a calendar and we put like, you know, they'll do like the baby different fruit sizes or like what size they are. So we put stickers in that in the calendar. We had them flip through the calendar and it was a calendar of like baby chicks. It was very random. It was something baby. And my brother was super sweet. We sent it to my mom for Mother's Day. That was her gift. And my brother is very sweet and like recorded her reaction. We also had ultrasound pictures, but she didn't have her glasses on. And so she just slowly was flipping through the calendar and going, thank you. Oh, this is so nice. Thank you. And shut it. And my brother was like, did you see anything of interest in there, maybe?
Think you missed the point, Mom.
Yeah. So that was definitely my favorite response, was zero response until she figured it out. And then she did cry hysterically, which was beautiful. But it was really funny watching her not get it.
Yeah.
Or I would, Caro, like for you to explain the video that you sent me to tell me that you were pregnant.
Oh my gosh. Well, at least you got the whole video. So we did like a lot of very
I was like, I don't know if mine was the whole one or a short one, but I got a video.
Did you get the gardening one, Marissa?
Yes.
Okay.
So okay. I got socks.
Yeah, Chris and I went ham on the announcements now that I'm thinking about it. We just did what just, you know, 57 different ways for whoever we wanted. So I did a fake breaking news telecast about the dangers of layering your socks in the cold weather. And I did, it was probably a minute. It was
no, Carolyn. No, 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 no. Stop. It was like in total, like a 4 minute video, 3.5 were you on this? I literally looked at David and I was like, I think she might be having like a psychotic break. I have no idea what's happening. It was so long.
So I mean, we were in quarantine.
Yeah. So then at the end of the video, I just said, I'm pregnant or something like that. So, okay. So Kate and David received this full video. I tried to send it to my cousins, and because it was so long, the end of the audio file cut off. And so they literally all texted and called me. And in the same vein as you had, Caitlin, one of my cousins was with my other cousin, her brother, who I didn't send it to. I only sent it to my lady's cousins. And he was like, I'm actually concerned. I'm actually concerned about that she's sending us this weird news thing about layering socks. And then I did have to contact them and be like, oh, it was a weird pregnancy announcement.
Yeah, it was. I was like, what is happening?
If we find it, we'll play it. We'll just do like a shorty episode that's just my pregnancy announcement because it's really weird.
I mean, it could be a whole episode. It was so long.
It was a long time. It was long. And then Marissa, you got the one where Chris and I pretended to start a gardening, which like all of these things track for when you're in quarantine. We're like, we're going to start a gardening show. And then in the middle of it, as I'm harvesting blueberries, I just go, I'm pregnant. And then that was it.
Yep.
So then I'm trying to think. For Chris's family, we did the same thing, the calendar.
That's really cute. That's actually a very cute idea.
They figured it out a little bit faster than my family did.
Must have had their glasses on.
Yeah, they had their glasses on. They were rearing and ready to go. So Marissa, is there anything that you're super excited about or looking forward to in pregnancy? Or like, have you peaked?
This is as good as it gets, people. No, so I've been really looking forward to feeling the baby move because every ultrasound I go to or appointment, they're like, okay, are you feeling anything yet? Or you should be feeling something. Or my little apps, it's like, this week you're definitely feeling the baby move. And I was not feeling the baby move, but I'm happy to report today is the first day I felt the baby move.
Yay! That's so
exciting. It's a very exciting day. So now I'm like, okay, now I know exactly what it feels. Because also at first they're like, it feels like flutters or feels like this. Or like, sometimes it just feels like you're having gas. And I'm like, well, what? How am I supposed to know what that feels like? Like, I've never felt this before. Number one, how am I supposed to know that that's it when it happens?
Right.
But then it happened today. And I was like, oh, that's definitely it.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So I'm like, we knew she was moving around. Like in our ultrasound, she was like flailing everywhere. So I'm like, I know she's moving, but I want to feel her move.
Yes.
Because everyone says you're supposed to be feeling this and I'm not feeling this. And that was really stressing me out.
The best like analogy I had described to me was it feels like popcorn popping inside of you. Like it's
mine feels more like bubbles.
Yeah.
That's what mine felt like too.
Did you have like a big reaction? Like when did it happen? What did you do?
I was sitting in the car. So I was actually talking to my husband on the way into work today, telling him how upset I was that I hadn't felt this yet. And that all these apps are telling me I should be feeling this. And I have an anterior placenta. So the doctor was like, it's likely that it'll be a little delayed in you feeling it anyways. And so I was like, great. And so we were chatting and we got off the phone and then I felt it. And I was like, okay. She must have been listening.
Yep.
And like, okay, I'm here, Mom. It's okay.
She was like, here I am.
And said, okay, it just happened. The day has been made. And then when I got home today again, I felt it a lot. She was moving around a bunch. So
that's so exciting.
We'll see when she starts to be active or not.
That is so fun. That's the best, especially when they get bigger and you can start to feel like the whole body shifts. It's insane. Yeah. What we go through is insane.
Yeah. The baby was like a partier at night when I was pregnant. And so like, I would be like, time to rest my head. And then the baby would be like, no, that is not. But it is. It's so nice to be able to like feel the move. And I remember I was really sick when I was pregnant. I had a cold, but if you'd asked me, I would have told you I was dying. And I would cough and it would like wake her up. And I would just remember feeling that and being like, oh my gosh, I'm waking the baby up every time I cough. Cause it would like startle her. Cause I was very pregnant when I was sick and it was just such a weird feeling, but it's so cool to be able to feel.
Oh, and when they get hiccups.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So cute. I used to annoy the shit out of Bubba. I would poke him. I like, if I didn't feel him in a while, I'd be like, and then he would kick back. I'm like, And now, even now, like, he doesn't love to be like touched when he's not prepared for it. I've taught him now, like, instead of like having a physical reaction, he'd be like, please stop. So
yeah,
I'll like rub his head or like give him a kiss. And he's like, Mom, please stop. I'm like, oh, all right.
Okay.
Cool.
You're just living because of me, but yeah, I'll stop.
I'll never show you any affection ever again.
I have free reign to do what I want whenever I want, kid.
Right?
I love you. Let me love you.
Just love me.
Let's just power through, Marissa. You can just tell me if people have done these things to you or not. And then you can go
okay.
And be like, so this, the article is literally called How to Talk to Pregnant People. And you know what? Everyone should read it. How to Talk to Pregnant People, 10 Do's and Don'ts. It is by the Bay Area Home Birth Collective. Don't ask if they are pregnant. That's number one. Did people ask if you were pregnant before you revealed you were pregnant?
No.
Okay. Thankfully. It says do exercise patience and wait for their announcement. All right.
You have such considerate people in your life.
Yeah. I even had people at work. So I was filling during hurricane prep, we have to fill sandbags and like put them around property as needed. And my bosses, I had announced like publicly. So all my bosses knew pretty openly, but I was working with like other close partners. Bosses and like I hadn't had a personal conversation with them telling them that I was pregnant, but my bosses were like, you're not touching this sandbag. And I was like, I can tie the sandbag, thank you, I'm not incapacitated. But they were like, but you can't lift it. And I was like, okay, whatever, then I'll tie the sandbags and then you can lift the sandbags. And so afterwards, this other manager was like, did I miss something? Like, why are we, what's going on here, what's happening? And I was like, oh, I'm pregnant. And he was like, oh, congratulations. I was like, you didn't hear? And he was like, I had thought, but I didn't want to assume or say anything. And I was like, well, thank you, I appreciate that. But yes.
That's so considerate.
Yeah.
What a nice human
especially being. Coming from the male side. I was like, yeah. Yes, please don't just assume now that I have a little belly.
All right. Number two, don't comment on their appearance in detail. I like that little app. Don't do it in detail. Okay, so have people commented on your appearance? Aside from, okay, this does say, simply say, you look wonderful. So anything outside of you look wonderful or great, have individuals commented on your appearance?
No, they've all been positive things. A lot of people are like, oh my God, you're so cute pregnant, or your aww, belly's so little, or whatever. But not in a weird way to me. Like, it hasn't been offensive for me.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't comment on bodies. Don't give unsolicited advice. This is a great one. do trust if someone wants advice, they will ask for it. For editing purposes, if anyone hears a tiny child, my tiny child has now joined the podcast and I apologize for that. Moms this in the is, wild.
Yes, this is Moms in the Wild. Sometimes yeah, there'll be babies that need to eat.
Yeah, so don't give unsolicited advice. I hate to ask this question. Have you received unsolicited advice?
I have not, actually. All my friends have been really great and they're like, if you want me to tell you things, or if you want suggestions, let me know. If not, you do you. And I'm like, okay.
I love that.
I love you, but I think you're a liar. So moving on. And I say that because I'm sure I just at the baby's birthday gave you unsolicited advice because I'm a hypocrite.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're surrounded by that support, but I think you're lying. That's fine.
What we're finding out is like Marissa is potentially one of like the most healthy mental health wise individuals I've ever spoken to. Her boundaries are like the best. I love it.
Still early in the game here. Still early.
One of the nicest too. Like the fact that you were saying like, no, no one's giving me unsolicited advice. How far along you are in your pregnancy when I was at that point, I was ripping people new ones. You know, whatever. People are just, you know, being kind. I was like, keep your comments to yourself. So good on you for being a very kind, hearted person. Four is don't tell them your traumatic birth story. The do is find support in processing your own trauma in your birth story. Have people told you like horror stories about pregnancy or birth or anything like that?
Not so. I mean, what is a horror story versus a birth story, right? They're yeah, all pretty traumatic, I think, in their own way. So
no shit.
And luckily that stuff doesn't like super freak me out. It gives my husband the heebie-jeebies. He doesn't want to hear those details. But I'd rather know the worst thing that can happen to me. And then hopefully those things don't happen. But if they do, then I'm prepared for them. So I don't obviously openly talk to everybody that I run into in the supermarket about their birth story. But our close friends and family and stuff, I'm more than happy to hear how it went for them. And we have people from I literally checked in and had my baby within 20 minutes to I was there for 20 hours and then had to have a C-section. So I'm mentally preparing for the inevitable, whatever comes my way.
Love it.
Yeah, that is the way to do it. And I know we've touched on this before too. I think people tend to share like what has happened to them as a way to share and cope with trauma. And so I think, like, I think I heard a lot more of the scary birth and pregnancy stories, because I think if it's just everything's going as planned, people typically just say that. I think everything kind of went the way that it was going.
It was normal.
Everything was, for the most part, normal. 5 is don't touch the belly without permission. I know you kind of already talked about this one. Do express appreciative joy for the new life they're bringing to the world.
Oh my God.
So Marissa, have you had the unsolicited belly rubs?
No.
You liar!
I haven't touched my belly. No. I work in a corporate setting, and so it's like pretty frowned upon to touch my belly in my setting. So the only people that have touched my belly have been my immediate family and my husband. I also haven't seen, like, a lot of my friends live farther distances, my close friends. So I haven't seen a lot of them since my belly has popped. So, but that wouldn't bother me if, like, I'm close with you. I don't really care. I like my belly and I touch it all the time. So
that's how I was.
6. Don't ask if they've had the baby or are in labor yet. Oh. Give them space at the end of their pregnancy. Yeah. Okay. I read this as if you, yeah, probably never ask if you had
the baby. Like after.
Yeah. Because it stuck if you went, no, I'm still actively pregnant.
Yikes.
But also holding a child.
Yeah. Or yes, I did. They're at home. I hate that you asked me that. I'm not pregnant anymore. So yeah. I hope that no one's asked you if you've had the baby yet.
No. Thank goodness.
I get that though.
We would not be in a good spot.
I get that though. Like, I know, Caro, when you were pregnant, we were talking like pretty consistently towards the end. And then I stopped hearing from you. And I was like, okay, she's probably having a baby. And I wanted like very badly to be like, are you in labor? But also like, I'm like, she'll tell me when she wants to, whatever.
You did the beauty. Said, I respect this person's choice to tell me what.
I'm so nosy though. You know me.
I love it. It's because you care, Kate. It's because you care.
Yeah, that's because I want to know shit about people.
She's like, I'm scratching an itch, right?
Well, and for me, I think depending upon the relationship, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
If any of my close friends or family had been texting me, unless they're like obsessively, aggressively texting me every hour, like, okay, is it now? Is it now? Then we're going to have a problem. But if everybody at work is like constantly texting, I'm going to be like, okay, that's enough.
That's a real thing that someone said to me is when they were at the end of their pregnancy, just daily texts. Did you have the baby yet? Are you in labor? Like, how's it going? Do you feel anything? And she was like, back off.
Yeah.
I will tell you enough. Yeah. You know, like, your days leading up to the due date, like, you have enough on your mind not having to worry about answering, you know, people to say, yes, I have, or no, I haven't, or hear what their comments are if you have or haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Or like, stop. Like, I don't know. I would feel a little bit like I was like failing. Like, am I supposed to be? Like, I'm just hanging. Like, I would feel a lot of pressure from that.
I get that. Yeah. I think that's a good one. Yeah. Here's one that I love, because unless you want to get slapped right across your face, definitely don't do this. This article is actually very helpful. Read it. If you know someone in your life that's pregnant and you're like, what do I do? Just Google this. All right. This is don't comment on their eating choices. Do approach their choice with curiosity if they're willing to give you information. Yeah. So I agree with that. I would not have wanted to hear someone comment on any of my eating choices while pregnant.
Nope.
Marissa.
Keep your opinions to yourself.
Has anyone commented on your eating choices?
Yeah, I have a funny one. Commenting on eating choices, my dear husband, we were ordering Italian food. This is where maybe a not so nice side of me comes out. We're ordering Italian food. And this restaurant has really good rolls. They're not like garlic rolls, but they're like super doughy. And they have this like Italian dressing, zesty, cheesy, Parmesan-y stuff that they put on them. Delicious.
Yeah.
So we ordered like pizza, salad, and the rolls. Well, the rolls come in 3 or 6. There was 3 of us who were going to be eating this food. I wanted an order of 6 rolls. Right. Not 3. I don't want to be limited to 1 roll. And he was like, do we really need the more rolls? Like, we're having pizza too. Do we need that much bread? And I was like, I am telling you that I want 6 rolls. Can you just freaking order the 6 rolls? It was not a great moment. He was not very happy.
I thought you were going to say
6 rolls.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
I thought you were going to say you needed an order of 2 and I was going to still support you. So the fact that 6, there was pushback, I was going to be like, there was only 3 and 6. So we got a dozen because I knew I would eat 6 rolls and then everyone else could potentially have 2.
Listen, 3 for me, but 3 for the baby. And then you guys can fend for yourself. Right.
I appreciated him trying to cut down my carbo loading. But if we know my favorite food groups, it's carbs, cheese, and wine. And since I can't have wine right now, I'm stuck with carbs and cheese only.
You got to double up on the carbs. So don't assume that someone isn't pregnant. So if you're like on the smaller side and someone just being like, you can't be pregnant. That's what it means. It goes back to body commenting.
And like, wait a second. We're not supposed to assume if you are pregnant. We're not supposed to assume if you are pregnant. We're not supposed to assume if you aren't pregnant. Like, what just are we supposed to
say anything to anyone? That's the safe bet.
I honestly feel overall that's the point this article is making, which is like, just stop saying stuff to pregnant people.
It's like, just talk to them like a normal human.
That's absolutely what it's saying. Absolutely what it's saying.
I have an alternate title for this this article. It's how to talk to a pregnant person, : don't.
Number 9 is don't ask if it's a boy or girl. Do act excited no matter what. Yeah. Do you mind about people asking it's a boy or girl? Or you like, do you offer that? Kate and I, neither one of us knew if we were having a boy or girl. And so it didn't really, like if people asked, it didn't really matter because I didn't know. Do you mind people asking?
Yeah. Most people have said, do you know what you're having? And a lot of times I'll say, yeah. Or sometimes I'll just come right out and say, yeah, we're having a girl. But if I just say, yeah, then sometimes they'll be like, are you sharing? And so then I'll be like, yeah, we're having a girl. We're happy to share it. We don't really mind. It hasn't been weird. Nobody's been disappointed that we're having a girl. Like, everybody's been happy.
I was sweating bullets over here because at Birdie's birthday, I was like, so David had met with Kurt before. So he knew, like, David knows I love the tea. So I'm sure David was like, what are you having? Do you have any names? Because he knew I would be like, what is she having? Do they have any names? And so when I saw Marissa at the party, I was like, oh, so a girl. And then I was like, oh no, I hope that I'm not going to get around. I was like, oh no, I hope Kurt wasn't like allowed to tell people. So I thought she was gonna be like, yeah, when people just like
ask me, I don't like it.
When people just outright say it.
I also like the response that you've gotten from other people, which I think is a really great response. Are you sharing? So like, even if you ask the question, still not like, you know, assuming that they're going to tell you boy, girl, or just saying after you get that tidbit of information that that person was willing to share. Cause I do think it goes back to that respecting boundaries thing, you know, like they shared with you and you're not pushing the boundary. Just, are you sharing? Like, do you want to share that? And letting them say yes or no. And so being like, what are you having? Whatever other thing you may do.
What is it?
So last one is don't ask closed questions that make assumptions. So this was just meaning like, instead of saying, are you excited for birth or are you scared? Which kind of like that makes you go down one avenue, just saying like, how are you feeling about birth or what are you thinking about birth kind of things.
Right.
Do people ask you the closed-ended questions? Have you been asked like, are you scared?
I feel like the only possibly closed-ended questions I've been asked are like, are you excited? That's closed-ended, but I mean, it's a positive closed-ended, I guess. But most of the time, like you guys, I think said in a different episode, I like kind of try to talk about myself. Like I'm still me. Until this baby comes, I'm still me. And I'll still be me after. But yes, I totally understand, because I, as an auntie, a lot of times I'm like, hi, my sister, can I come visit your daughter?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, I want to hang out with you too, but also I need to see the kid. So I get that that shift happens naturally, and you have to, you know, be mindful to not just go for the baby. So, but right now when I'm still here, I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling fine. The baby's also fine. Thank you so much.
I felt that exact same way, where I always tried to bring it back to me, because I really just wanted to be acknowledged that I was a human being. I do it to other people too, where I'm like, give me that baby. Like Kate, I did it to Kate Bubba, where I'd be like, hi, it's so nice to see you. Hand me the baby if they'll come.
Yeah. Right. Give me the baby.
We'll catch up later. Thank you.
Yeah.
As we come to an end, I wanted to see, Marissa, are there any questions you'd like to ask us as previously pregnant humans? Anything you got? Fire away.
I'll do a silly, simple one. What was your favorite thing that you put on your registry?
Oh, good question. Good, my answer is like high ticket items, because I really didn't think that like people were going to get the like $500, $400, $300 items. And we just like chucked them on there, and people did. It was great. So I would say we've talked about before, but like put everything on the registry. Like if you want a doula, put the cost of that on there. Like you never know. People really want to support you, especially you both work. And so you're probably going to have multiple baby showers, and people will want to either contribute to something or like get you the gifts. So I would say like any and everything. I had one friend who was pregnant and just put ABC gift cards on there. And I was like, respect, I contributed. I was like, get you some wine on me, girl. Yes.
I love that. There are definitely things that I wish, like that, the doula, there are things I wish I had put on my registry. I would say an unexpected thing that was on a registry that we ended up using all the time was just a simple mobile. And we didn't use it above her bed when, for some reason, she and still doesn't really love being on her back. And so to change her, it was from day one out the gate, World War III. So having something by the time she could like see that far to just hang over her face while we were changing her, that we didn't have to use our hand for. Because before we were like hanging toys over her face or like playing with things to get her to make it through diaper change. Just a very, like a mobile was something we used all the time. And Kate and I have the same bassinet and it is kick ass. So I would say Halo bassinet, shout out. I love it.
Halo bassinet, please sponsor us. I have another tip. Look into the future. So what we did is like we kept like our stuff like very newborn. I wish that no, come with me here, Carolyn.
No, wait. Right. I do have to interrupt. Is your tip to be a sorceress?
Yeah. Register for tarot cards. No. Think about the future. So, like for instance, I did not anticipate, we put an infant car seat on our registry, but we did not put the car seat you need afterwards, which is like the one that they will use until they're five or however long. So I would say, think about those kind of things, like things that you want the baby, the kid to have that are higher ticket items, you know, that you don't necessarily like need to shell out the cash for if you don't need to, you know, those types of deals.
And to a variety of clothing styles and sizes, because I know we've talked about this before, like babies' clothing sizes are not like regulated in any way. And so what was really helpful is we did like a ton of different styles and a ton of different sizes so that we had something that fit most stages of her life thus far that were gifted to us, which is really was really helpful.
Yeah. And I would put two or three like preemie sleepers on your registry, or buy them, just because Bubba was like 6 pounds, 15 ounces, but the newborn stuff was swimming on him. So we went and got like a couple preemie things for like just the first week, but just to keep him like in clothes that I wasn't scared were going to like suffocate him, you know?
Yeah.
So if you have a petite babe. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily we have 7 bins of clothes. So we're good.
Oh yeah. Good. Get it.
Because we have everything from my niece. So
that's cute. I love it.
That's all I have to grill you for today. Kate, do you have anything else?
Out of the hot seat.
You are out of the hot seat. You made it through like a champion.
You did great.
Thank you so much for being our real life pregnant human being on the show.
And I will say, like, your brain is so messed up when you're pregnant that it's because, like, every part of your body is just, like, working to build this human. I commend you for coming on here and, like, being able to speak, especially as eloquently and, like, beautifully and friendly as you did. Like, good on you, Marissa. You're killing the pregnant game.
You're doing it.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So, if you want more of us, if you haven't had enough of us, if you want more of us, if you want Marissa to come back right after she's had the baby, immediately from the hospital, live stream us. Let us know. You can find us, DM us, direct message us on Instagram at momsinthewild_pod. That's also our TikTok.
Yes. And if you want to call us and leave us a voicemail, tell us how much you loved Marissa, or if you have any other questions for a currently pregnant person, you can do that at 878-CALL-MOM. Leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
878-CALL-MOM.
And any other information about us, you can find at our website at momsinthewild.com.
Yay. Marissa, thank you again for coming on.
Thank you. And thank you, friends, for listening. And as always, it's a jungle out there.
Stay safe. We love you. Bye.